Amen. Well, greetings in Jesus' name. Thank you, Mose, for all those thoughts. It was a blessing. Kind of falls down the line of what I have to share. So, can we just bow for a word of prayer? Father in heaven, come before you this morning. Just pray, God, that you would be with me, guide my thoughts, have my stammering tongue, and pray that of the few thoughts I have, that you would bless these dear people, Father, and love you and bless you in your name. Amen. A few thoughts I have this morning is about God's faithfulness to us. If I was to title it, I'd probably title it, God is Faithful, Am I? God is so faithful. God has always been faithful, and God will always be faithful. As I was driving down the road one morning, I was thinking, I was contemplating, it was still dark out. I was just thinking how often I get up in the morning and go down the road and do my thing and just expect it to become daylight, and the sun's going to come up and everything's going to go all hunky-dory, and everything doesn't always go hunky-dory, but the sun always does come up. And I was just contemplating on that, and I go to bed that night, and the sun goes down, and we get up again, and God is so faithful. I've got a lot of scripture today, so just bear with me. I have some examples in the Bible, God being faithful. So, you don't have to turn to all of them, but you're welcome to. So, Lamentations 3:22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. How many thousands of years the earth has stood, and God has never failed us one time. There are many unbelievers. Most of them around us every day, or most of us are around some of them every day. Some believe there's a God, but they're not faithful to Him, but they expect God to be faithful to them. There are 277 times in the Bible, 277 covenants God made in the Bible. And God has never failed once, one of them. Titus 1:2, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. God is faithful to everyone in some things. That Matthew 5:45, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For He maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and unjust. 2 Timothy 2:13, if we believe not, yet He abideth faithful, He cannot deny Himself. Psalms 119:90, Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. God is especially faithful to all His people. In 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us from His unrighteousness, from all unrighteousness. Psalm 135:4, for the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto Himself, and Israel for a peculiar treasure. Throughout the years, God has always had a people, and He will always have a people. It's up to us if we want to be His people. I have some illustrations from the Bible, how God was faithful. So Genesis 6:17 and 18, and behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. Genesis 9:1 through 17. And God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth. And the fear of God, of you, and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea, and into your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things. But flesh with flesh thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat. But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, ye shall not eat. And surely your blood of your lives will I require. At the hand of every beast will I require it. And at the hand of every man, at the hand of every man's brother will I require life. Will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in you the image of God made he man. And you be fruitful and multiply and bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply therein. And God spake unto Noah and his sons unto him, saying, And I, behold, I establish my covenant with you and your seed and with your seed after you and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl, of the cattle, and of the beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you, neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of the flood, neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is a token of the covenant which I make between you, me and you, and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a token of a covenant between me and thee, me and the earth. And it shall come to pass, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you, and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, This is a token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh upon the earth. Noah was faithful to God. Noah was faithful to God. And God was faithful to Noah. Noah did exactly to spec what God asked. And if he wouldn't, I don't think everything would have went right. God was faithful to Moses in Exodus 19:3-6. And Moses went up to God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on wings, eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. God also faithfully takes us through trials and affliction. Psalms 119:75. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. God allowed Satan to afflict Job in Job 1 through in Job 1 through 2:10. Actually, I have Job 1 to verse 1:13 through 22. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in the eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing, the asses were feeding beside them. The Sabines fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God is fallen from thee, from heaven. The fire of God has fallen from heaven and hath burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans have made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I am only escaped to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped to tell thee. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped and said, Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. That was a challenge to me. When I go through trials, tribulation in my life, how do I respond to God, and can I bless Him through trials? And so in Job 42:12 is how it says what happened to Job after he went through all that. 42:11 through 42:17. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he was prayed for his friends. Also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then came there unto him all his brethren and all his sisters and all they that had been of his acquaintance before him, and did eat bread with him in his house. And they bemoaned him and comforted him over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money, and every one an earring of gold. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than the beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, 1,000 she-asses. He had also 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he called the name of the first Jemima, and the name of the second Keziah, the name of the third Kerahapka. And in all the land there were no women found so fair as the daughters of Job, and their father gave them inheritance among their brethren. And after this lived Job 140 years, and saw his sons and his sons' sons, even 4 generations. So Job died, being old and full of days. Job had so much more after God allowed Satan to afflict him. God is faithful to us. God faithfully purifies us. When God takes me through a trial, how do I respond? All that God does for each one of us, He wouldn't have to do, yet He does it faithfully. In return, God wants our lives fully devoted to Him. Am I faithfully doing what God asks in every area of my life? That's about all I have to share with you. But hopefully you're encouraged, and hopefully that those thoughts don't discourage you this morning. And I just want to encourage us all to be faithful in all the things God gives us to do, and me especially. This was for me, and I'm. So if we could, I'd like to sing song number 155. Thank you all for listening.